Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, talk about one of the hottest things going in South Florida right now. It's the Miami Heat.
I thought you were going to say Eric Reed's one of the hottest things that you were thinking.
Well, I was thinking about
he's
that.
A
also.
Right, he's a hot guy.
He's hot. He's a good-looking guy, Eric Reed. He's a hot guy. You can say what you want. But Eric Reed's going to join us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. 8 out of 10, Eric, no Jimmy, no Bam, no problem. That's amazing right now.
Is this Zach Wilson or Zach Kranz?
Well, it depends how you want to treat me today. I'm trying to, you know.
I'd rather talk to Zach Kranz right now.
It is Zach Kranz. That's it.
Well, at least you got a better chance of that than talking to Brian Flores right now.
Yeah. Good luck with that one, Joe.
Right. Hey, seriously, though, just to follow up, I think this one exposed, if not best, right there at the top when you look at COVID injuries and development of who are these guys that are playing and playing at a high level. What a job, whether they start or come off the bench, and he's had to do it all. Where do you rank this for Spo and what he's been able to do the first half?
Listen, I think it's what a great way to start, because to me it's the most unique first half of a season I've ever experienced in my 34 years working for the Miami Heat. I mean, so many incredible individual and collective success stories, Joe. And I agree with you about Spo. First of all, of all the years, the Heat culture has been illuminated more for everybody to understand this year than any other season. And I think Eric Spoelstra's recognition is greater this year than it has been in any other year for a variety of reasons. But as great a job as Spo has done this year, and he has been magnificent, Joe. I mean, every night a coach in the NBA or any sport, they're trying to figure out how to win that game. But this year, he's trying to figure out who he's even got available for each given game and how to best use the personnel that he has. And as great a job as he's done, guys, he's going to have to do that and more, over the second half of the season as he reconstructs the team he knows he has. It's going to take an artful way to manage that because things have changed from the beginning. You know a lot more about Omer Yurtseven, Caleb Martin, Max Strus. You understand your team is deeper than most people thought it was. So it's going to be very interesting. You know, 25 of the last 41 are at home. They've already won six in a row at home. They have one of the best records in the league at home. And as they get healthier, you know, 8 of the next 9 are at home. As I just said, 6 wins in a row at home. You hope you can keep building right now. You saw Brooklyn lost last night. So at this moment, Miami number 2 in the Eastern Conference.
It's amazing. Wow. By the way, just to kind of look at the lineups and stuff, you expect to see more of Robinson and Hero coming off the bench, or do you think it'll go back and Robinson will get back in? How do you think going forward, or is it going to be about matchups for Coach?
I'm not sure, Joe. That's a really interesting question. You know, here's the linchpin to the answer. When Jimmy Butler returns, does Spo go back to Duncan Robinson? Without Butler, you could make a case that Strus maybe a little bit more advanced off the dribble, and that's more needed without Jimmy. But, you know, he's got to balance a lot of things with that. And here are some of the things that may or may not matter. They're 6-0 with Strus as a starter.
Right.
You know, Strus's numbers as a starter are 18 points a game. Over the last 8 games he's played, he's at 20 points a game on 52%. Plus, take a look at, as you just mentioned, with Duncan and Tyler Hero coming off the bench, the last 2 games, I think it's 65 and 55 points off of the Heat bench. So maybe he has, moved into a different area to utilize that. We'll see. But listen, one of the early concerns before the season started, I remember saying this myself, you know, were the Heat deep enough? First part of the season was to see if guys like Strus and Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin could become part of the rotation. Caleb wasn't even considered as he was a two-way guy, a two-way contract coming into the season. So it's a deeper team than you would have ever thought, and Spo's going to use that depth well. And I think, Joe, you know, guys have had a lot of minutes that, if healthy, wouldn't have gotten these kind of minutes. But I think this team is collectively tied together strong enough that even as minutes go down for some guys, it's all about the team, and guys sincerely are happy for their teammates' success. And they're just trying to stockpile wins and get ready for the playoffs in what I view as a wide-open race for a championship. There's 6 or 7 teams that have a very good chance to hoist that trophy, sometime late in June.
Now, what a great problem for Spo to have, right, when he does get everybody back healthy, of where to put Yurtsevin or how much playing time Max Strus is going to get, or where Caleb Martin fits into, the rotation, like you said before. I mean, this is something that, like you said, at the beginning of the season, you didn't know how deep your team was, and now look. But when Bam gets back, Yurtsevin, what do you do at that point? You got to get him in the game, right? Like, he's playing really well at this point.
He really has. I mean, listen, and I love the way Dwayne Dedmon came back from 7 games off, to 8 or 9 rebounds, and he picked up right where he left off. But in Yurtsevin, listen, tomorrow night when Joel Embiid comes to town, what a great test and wrestling match that's going to be for Yurt, who's been working on his physicality. That's improved. His playmaking has gotten so much better. His rebounding is outstanding. Quick feet, soft hands, good touch. This is a skilled player. So how Spo divides up playing time, I don't know if it's going to be this year down the stretch or next season. In a league where it's tougher to play 2 bigs together, I wonder if Spo will find a way to get to Yurtsevin and Bam in the lineup together. Listen, defensively, it could work because of Bam's versatility. He can guard anybody. So down the road, that's certainly a possibility. But, straight ahead, it's still Yurt. Bam's getting closer and closer to coming back, and you welcome the opportunity to bring – listen, look at the Nets last night. They got blown out at home by Oklahoma City. Why? Because their 2 best players sat out, or 2 of their best players in Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. The Heat are 11-4 with their 2 best players sitting out. It speaks again to that collective group and the coaching job being done by Spo and his staff. That coaching staff deserves as much credit as Coach Spoelstra.
All right, so I want to ask you, with all these new names, I always go, look at who's playing tonight. Who's your favorite? As an announcer and a guy, you're going, man, I'm really starting. Because I do that. I do it in football. We get a new guy, and I go, man, this Nick Needham guy is, like, making plays. And, anybody could have had him. Do you have that guy that you're really kind of falling for that's gotten a chance to play and really taken advantage of it for you?
Joe, not real. I love them all right now. I love them all.
That wasn't the answer I was looking for at all. That was not the answer.
No, the success stories. Listen, Yurt, Caleb Martin, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent. I mean, Duncan's improvement over the years. It's one great story of success, of discovering an undrafted player and then developing that player into a guy that, is helping you win. So that's great. But, for me, my favorite newcomer right now, Kyle Lowry. I mean, come on. This guy's 35 years old. He's in his 16th season. He just played 37 of the first 41 games, Joe.
Yes.
He's 5th in the league in assists. He doesn't care if he scores or not. He just puts his teammates in position to score and succeed and the win. Plus, he's an outstanding defensive player. I think he sets a competitive tone and an unselfish tone that has helped this team tremendously. So to have, listen, Joe, you understand better than most how important it is in the NFL, right? It's just as important in the NBA. Do you got a quarterback that can elevate your team? The Heat do.
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because we're going to ask if we could borrow your point guard to be our quarterback. Is that possible?
Yep, that's it.
Just joking.
Not possible.
Just joking, trying to stir things up a little bit here. You know that today. Just have a little fun. Hey, Eric, wanted to ask you a little follow-up. My God, man, you know, it's like this COVID thing's going around. I see your partner gets it. Jason gets it. And then I get it. And Jason Taylor gets it. How are you ducking it, man? How are you ducking it right now?
Don't jinx him. Come on.
You big jinx, you.
Right, my God. I can't believe you did that.
Big jinx. Yeah, I read in the paper today that by the end of the month, 80% of people in Florida are going to have it. I mean, I don't know, Joe. I've worked with a statistician to my left who tested positive. John Crotty had it. I'm doing everything I can. Number one, I want to get sick. No, nobody knows how they're going to react to it until they get it. And I don't want to bring it home to my family.
No.
And Joe, I don't want to miss work. I know I'm 34 years into this gig. I'm having more fun this season than I can remember. I think as I go, the more grateful and more humble I've become with it. And, I'm just enjoying the heck out of this season. I don't want to miss any games, so I'm trying to stay healthy for all the right reasons. And right now, it's as much luck as anything else, and I hope I can stay lucky on that front.
That guy's never missed a free throw. This field goal kicker's never missed one inside 30.
I didn't put a whammy on it.
I just hope you didn't on good old Eric right there.
Joe
Rose. The curse of Joe Rose.
Are you guys traveling with the team, Eric?
We have been until the last road trip. Okay, that last West Coast trip was 11 days out there, a long way from home. We had some people on our crew that tested positive. John was out at that time. COVID was spreading through the Heat locker room. Yeah. I think the Heat made a very wise decision to pull us off for that road trip, including the last game at Atlanta. We are scheduled to go back out with the team when they play in Atlanta next Friday and resume traveling. I think we've all been able to pull it off in the NFL, the NBA, hockey, whatever, doing games remotely, but that's no way to do this job. It's weird to sit in an empty FTX arena and do games off a 20-inch TV monitor. There's not, it's nice when you can just drive home after a game, but it's not the way. It's not the way I would want to do it, or most.
Oh, it's weird when they pan out to you.
But it's right. You got to be on the road with your team. You don't want to be disconnected with the team and the game you're supposed to be connected with. Yeah.
Good point. Good stuff, Eric. Thank you as always, man. Really appreciate it.
Joe, same. Happy New Year
you
to
take
both.
Care of yourself,
Joe,
man.
I'm glad you're feeling a lot better, and I'm glad it's your off season for football right now. You deserve it.
We think it's the off season. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
thank
you, Eric. Off season for Joe or Zach, for that matter.
We don't wish, dysfunction on anybody.
On anybody,
you're exactly
right.
Eric, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it very much.
Take care, man. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.